You know, it always seems like there are those who claim to know when our Lord Jesus is coming back, when his second coming is going to occur. Of course, the most recent example of this was Mr. Harold Camping, who claimed on his radio station on over the internet that the end of May was going to be the rapture of our Lord, and he would come again, and those who would be saved would be raptured up. Well, it didn't happen. So then he claimed that it was an invisible judgment that had occurred at the end of May. And really, the end of October was going to be the day of the rapture. And those who were judged worthy to be saved at the end of May would be raptured in October. Well, that didn't happen either. Now, to be fair, to give him credit where credit is due, he did get on the internet and get on his radio stations and admit that he was wrong, to try to figure this out, admit that he was wrong to say that those who weren't saved on May 25th wouldn't be ever be saved. And he apologized for misleading people on that fact, so give him credit for that. But now the big uproar is the 2012 end of the Mayan calendar. Yeah, that's not going to be the rapture either. Sorry. But with all these predictions for the end of the world and the end of the return of our Lord, we should be reminded that, you know what? Our Lord will return. He told us that he will return. St. Paul tells us that as well when we look at the first reading today. Or second reading today, excuse me. He says, "Indeed, we tell you this on the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will surely not precede those who have fallen asleep." We know that our Lord will come again. We know there will be a second coming. The problem is, we don't know when. That's the message of the wise and foolish virgins that we see today in the gospel. In fact, our Lord himself says, "Therefore stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." We don't know when our Lord will come. We know it's going to happen sometime in the future, but we don't know when. Therefore, we need to be prepared for that eventuality. We need to be prepared for the day when our Lord does return. So how do we prepare for it? We need to be seeking the wisdom of God. Now, this wisdom of God is not merely book knowledge. It's not merely just intellect. It's not merely just reading books and memorizing what those books say. Instead, as the Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us, wisdom is a spiritual gift which enables one to know the purpose and plan of God. In other words, it's a gift from the Holy Spirit that allows us to understand God's will for the world and for our lives. Because seeking the wisdom of God is seeking the truth revealed by God. The truth about the creation of the world. Why God created the world. Not so much how, but why God created the world. What in his plan involves the creation of the world. Why God created the laws and how those laws play into his plan. And most importantly for us as individuals, the truth about the moral laws that show how God wants us to live. You know, the moral laws that God wants us to follow his plan, his will. So how do we seek this wisdom of God? Well, first and foremost, daily prayer. I say this many times, and I always try to repeat this. Daily prayer is a must for those who are following our Lord. It's essential. It's as essential as daily eating and nightly sleeping. It's an absolute essential. Secondly, scripture and tradition. We should be daily opening the scriptures, daily reading the Bible, letting the word of God speak to us on a daily basis. And I often recommend Catholics get a good study Bible or good commentary. One particular study Bible that I like is from Ignatius Press. It's called the Ignatius Catholic Study Bible. Right now, they only have the New Testament, I believe. But I recommend getting this New Testament and using that to study the scriptures. We also need to be studying the Catechism, studying the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Another good option is the U.S. Catholic Catechism for Adults, came out by from the USCCB, United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, which is based on the Universal Catholic Catechism. Again, another good resource for studying the tradition of our faith. The third option, coming from Matthew Kelly, he's a speaker, he does writing, he does videos, audios, does a lot of talk about how to live our faith. And he recommends you doing a Mass journal, that you take a notebook that you take with you to Mass every time you attend Mass, or at least every Sunday. And inside the notebook, inside the cover, you write, "Show me one way in this Mass that I can become a better version of myself this week." And then you listen and you ask God to show you how you can live that every week. In fact, one thing I recommend, speaking of Matthew Kelly, is if you have his book, Rediscover Catholicism, is to read or reread, if you've already read the book, part 3 of this book. It's called The 7 Pillars of Catholic Spirituality. The reason why I recommend that is if we are truly seeking the wisdom of God, we must live the spiritual life. Our spiritual life must be something that we make a priority. You know, none of us would neglect our physical life. We get worried about people who neglect their physical lives. We try to get them help so that they're no longer doing that. But we neglect our spiritual lives. We should not neglect our spiritual lives because it's as important to nurture that as it is our physical lives if we want to be ready for our Lord's return. So our gospel today gives us a choice. We can be wise and we can seek the wisdom of God, or we can be foolish and neglect that wisdom. The choice is up to us. Which do you want to be?